This is the first part of an interview between Terry and Simon Virgo on Free to Worship, with a focus on We Are God's Family. To watch the interviews, visit blog.terryvirgo.org or follow @terryvirgo on Twitter.
Often when you talk to an unbeliever about church, what you understand by church and what they understand by church will be two very different things. And for them, it will be a kind of formal thing. And their expectation, if they go to church, will be to encounter a formal atmosphere. Obviously, that's not typical in a New Frontier setting, that churches would tend not to be so formal. How important do you think it is that church isn't too stuffy, too formal, too rigid?
I guess people with that expectation don't necessarily understand what church is. The church is people, their friends, their family, and they can enjoy being together in a relaxed way. I guess for some who expect church to be formal, it's partly through what they think about God. God is distant. God is to be respected, but who can know him? Whereas we are enjoying sonship, we're enjoying access, acceptance, so we can be relaxed. Now, I guess that's not always true of some who would call themselves Christian, but I think that once we understand our relationship with God, we can be relaxed. And the word family is not inappropriate. We are God's family. So coming into church, coming into a building where Christians are, which is church, should be, yes, relaxed, easy. We're easy with one another. We're not trying to pretend we're something else. And then as we come into our meeting and to our church service, if you like, we want to enjoy liberty. It's interesting to know, what is liberty? Are we just trying to demonstrate some kind of freedom from shackles? Are we just non-religious? I think biblically, liberty means we've been set free. I guess the first time you see it in the Bible is when the Israelites came out from Egypt. They were free. They weren't slaves anymore. The Egyptian army had been slaughtered in the sea. And they danced and sang because they got free. And for us, we're free from sin. We're free from guilt. We're free from shame. And so, yeah, we're rejoicing in freedom. And the more we get to know God, the more that freedom means to us. We're free from the law and so on. So we can even sing about dancing on holy ground, which sounds a bit outrageous. We can say that we are enjoying a liberty which is the result of what God has done. So worship is a response to what God has done. He's the initiator, we're the responders.
So how do you think that that couples with reverence? You're not talking about simply a kind of childish throwing off limitations and kind of just partying. There's a reverence in that as well. How do you feel that factors in that?
Yeah, I think that's reverence is a good word. We don't want to throw it away. Reverence means I fear God. And it's interesting, when David, we're told, danced before the Lord, it was after God had judged men for touching the ark. They put their hand out when the ark was going to fall and God struck them dead. You think, wow, what is going on here? And then afterwards, they carry the ark in the way God wanted it carried. And it says David danced. He's not tiptoeing because, wow, this is scary. He's dancing in the light of who God is, his relationship with God. And so we're not to see dancing as careless, irreverent. We just don't know God. David knew God and danced with all his might. And so dancing, yes, it's acceptable. When you get to my age, you don't dance so much. You get out of breath a bit quicker. But yeah, to be happy in the presence of God is perfectly appropriate. Clapping and celebrating, shouting, these are all biblical concepts.
I'm reminded of what happened with Solomon when the fire fell at the dedication of the temple, and it says that the people rejoiced with trembling. And there was both that kind of ecstatic, exuberant response and yet the kind of awe and fear of God.
I think that's important, and I think sometimes people call charismatics happy clappies and the sense that, well, we don't have any reverence. I think reverence is a proper word. It means obedience. It means, yeah, we fear God, but that doesn't stop us celebrating before him.